Michael, hey, it's Tom West of the Vikings.
Yes, sir.
How we doing? Hey, we've got it.
Pretty good.
All right, we've got the Twin Cities assembled media corps here, ready to put you through the ringer. So, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll open it up. I'll let you start, and then there'll be some questions.
Well, just maybe start off, Michael. What's this process been like for you? Is this kind of where you thought you might have a chance to go?
This process has been amazing, man. It's just extremely great blessing for me, and you know, I couldn't have asked for anything better than become a Minnesota Viking today, and you know, I just appreciate the opportunity and can't wait to make the most of it.
What do you think the Shrine game did to your stock and your ability here for other teams to get a good eye on you?
I think it helped me a lot. I was able to do really well in the practices, and you know, there was a lot of eyes on me out there, and I was able to perform under pressure, and you know, I feel like that helped me a lot.
What were you most impressed by that you were able to do in the Shrine game with some other, you know, D1 talent that was on the field?
Who was I most impressed by?
What were you most impressed about your performance?
Oh, what was I most? You know, I was just able to get open against some of the top talent out there and make the catches, and you know, whether it was tight coverage or manned up. So it showed the scouts that I could really get things done.
And do you think the combine was just as important, putting in the top 40 time for tight ends in the top vertical?
I definitely do. It really just got my name out there and got me, you know, talked about a little bit more, and you know, it made guys want to go back and look at the tape and to see what I was actually really about, or if I was just somebody that worked out well.
Did you have any FBS offers when you picked Southern Illinois?
No, I didn't. I only had FCS offers.
And do you see your versatility as your strength, being able to go in line or in the slot or wide?
I definitely do. You know, at Southern, I was put all over the field, and I got that experience, and, you know, it helped me a lot. And, you know, that's what I'm ready to bring to the Vikings and make an impact wherever I'm put on the field.
It's kind of a unique name. Is there any kind of story behind it?
Yeah. My mom's name is actually Colette, and so she made me her Cole, so she came up with my Cole.
Nice. Did you have very much contact with the Vikings during the pre-draft process?
You know, I really didn't. It came as a surprise to me, but, you know, I couldn't ask for anything better. The Vikings are a great organization, and, you know, I can't wait to get on the field and strap up in the purple and gold.
What do you know about this offense?
I know that you guys have a great running back, and I can't wait to get up there and play with him. You know, tight ends are used a lot, and I definitely would love to add to that.
Now, your skill set looks a lot like Charles Clay. Would you say that's a fair comparison?
I'm honored to be compared to a guy like that. He's a great player and was able to produce a lot for the Miami Dolphins. And if I can do that and bring that to the Vikings, you know, that would be great.
Now, was basketball your first love?
Yes, actually it was. I grew up playing basketball all the time. And, you know, I didn't start playing football until freshman year of high school. But it ended up being a better route for me to go, and it definitely worked out.
And considering that Norv Turner has a good background with former basketball players, I'm guessing that has to be a positive as well.
Of course, man. You know, it's always a positive if you have guys that also play basketball do well.
All right, thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, guys.